end this observation before the break. Have you seen the new Apple ad promoting the physical fitness uses of the iPhone? People running, swimming, checking their mileage and their pulse. Well, others of a certain age might feel a strange urge to drop and give you 20.
Touchdown, every morning, 10 times, not just now and then.
Yes, it is Chicken Fat, the anthem of gym classes everywhere in the early 60s. Written by Meredith Willson of Music Man fame, originally sung by the Music Man himself, Robert Preston, with exercises from Bud Wilkinson, head football coach at the University of Oklahoma, it became President Kennedy's theme for his youth fitness program.
The adoption of these recommendations by our schools will ensure the beginning of a sound basic program of physical development, exercise, and achievement. I want to urge that this be a matter of great priority. A sound mind in a sound body is one of the oldest slogans of the Western world.
So there are sit-ups, push-ups, as the song says, girls too. This is at a time when it was thought girls' lady parts would just fall on the floor if they did anything strenuous. And Jeremy, in watching the new iPhone ad, I think how far we have come since people thought exercise would make lady parts fall out.
Are we allowed to say that on the radio?
We just did. Here now is a production of NPR and WBR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.
Push-ups next, nice and steady, not too fast, ready.
Funding for Here and Now comes from the Institute of Contemporary Art with Jim Hodges. The show features mirror mosaics, walls of flowers, and denim tapestry, now on view, ICABoston.org.